You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm so excited to introduce my next guest, musicians Annie B. Good from right here in Juno AK, and Emily Anderson down from Fairbanks, and Marion Call, also from Juno AK. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. It is so great to have you here, and welcome to the show, Emily. I don't believe you've ever been on Juno Afternoon before.
I haven't.
Because this is your first time in Juno, right?
Yeah, this is my first time performing in Juno. I was here when I was 12 years old, but that was a little while ago.
Welcome back. Excited that you're here. I won't do too much talking because Annie and Emily are both going to play, but let's do some introductions. So Emily, let's start with you. Would you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. I am a singer-songwriter born and raised in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I recently moved to Los Angeles, so I flew up from Los Angeles.
So you're not down from Fairbanks, you're up from Cali.
I know, it's very confusing.
On the way back home, though, yeah?
Yeah, I'm on the way back home, doing a meandering route here in Juno, and then up to the AKIMI Alaska Music Summit in Anchorage this weekend. And I'll be with Annie and Marion for that, which I'm really excited about. And then to Fairbanks to hang out with the fam.
Nice. Well, lucky you. You've got some charming friends.
Yeah.
Annie B., you're next. Have we met?
Who are you?
tell our listeners a bit about yourself, for those who don't know.
I'm Annie Bartholomew, born and raised here in Juno. Used to work here at KTOO,
but I've done
a nice career shift over to Fish and Game, which has been really, really lovely.
Nice.
And getting more time to play music, do fun collaborations. Been playing a lot with the Sandwiches and just really excited to be here with one of my favorite artists from Fairbanks.
Well, we are excited to have you back in the KTOO studio. And tonight you'll both be at the Rookery for a Mountainside music event. Mary,
yeah.
I'll let you say more about that. It's not open mic tonight. It's these two ladies in concert, but there's some similarities in the format.
Yeah, we've been having open mic at the Rookery Wednesday nights, but our open mic runs 8 weeks and then it ends, and then we start again in spring leading into Folkfest. So open mic is over, but we still are doing some Mountainside events, and you'll know a Mountainside event because it's a listening room kind of space where you can really hear the music and really get into it, because art supplies are invited. Like if you want to craft or if you want to knit or you want to even do homework or something while you listen to help you focus or just feel good, you're invited to do that. In fact, we provide crayons and markers so you can just chill out in the method of your choice. Tonight's event is really special. It's just the most intimate, wonderful environment. Rookery has the kitchen open till 8, too, so you can get dinner. Doors open at 6:30, music at 7. We'll have both of these lovely ladies. I'll back them up a little bit. And it's just a really special listening environment. So that's what's happening this week. Next week is our last show of the season. Similar thing. It's a concert instead of open mic, and it will be Goldwing, our own Dan Kirkwood and company. Everybody loves that band. And as well as Thistle and Myth, which is Guy and Stacey Unzicker's project.
Oh, nice.
They're both amazing. People love them. And I hope y'all will come out these next two Wednesdays. It's just a great environment to hear music.
I agree. Well, let's hear a little preview of tonight's concert. Annie and Emily, you both have your instruments here. Annie B., I believe you're going first.
Ooh.
Will you play us a little something?
Yeah.
Are either of you two going to use your mics on this one? Okay, great.
This is a song. I used to think it was by the band, but it turns out it's by Bob Dylan. That guy. They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released.
All right. That was quick.
just a taste.
The short version.
I can't give it all away.
Yeah.
holding some back. I respect it.
I really hope y'all will come listen to some special stuff tonight from Annie, because she actually has a new record.
An EP coming
she
out.
She has a new record.
Yay. That's amazing. Tell us a little bit about your new stuff.
Well, this is not new stuff. This is my Fairbanks repertoire.
Ooh, right on.
So I went to college at UAF. Emily was up there at the same time making amazing music. She was at the Berklee College of Music, which is a very fabulous institution. We got to play some shows together at the Marlin and all around UAF. And so this is kind of my stuff from that bar band era of my life and those themes that kind of predates some of the folk stuff I'm doing now. But I'm really excited to put it out there. It's got a full band sound. And I recorded it with Justin Smith of Rusty Recordings from Gustavus during Folk Fest. So
wow.
It was a lot. I would not recommend making a record during Folk Fest. But we had a heck of a good time and got a lot of really great artists down here to record it with me.
Oh, that's so exciting,
yeah,
Annie.
Yeah, it's got Alex and Steve Nelson and my guitarist from Fairbanks, Eli.
And tonight's the first night people can hear that, right? Is that correct?
It's top secret, Mary.
Oh, okay.
Not till the 13th. But if you want to, you can purchase a couple of the songs right now on Bandcamp. Annie, be good. Check it out.
All right. So when is it going to be released to everyone?
The 13th, next Friday.
Woo! Just in time for Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations. That's amazing news. I'm very happy for you.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
You're welcome.
I'm excited to share it.
All right. Well, we're going to shift over to Emily Anderson, our special guest from Alaska-fornia.
Yes. Oh, good. Good one.
You're down tonight to play the concert, also at the Rookery, and I would love to hear something from you. So would you play us the song?
Sure.
All right. Who needs mics on this one? Just
the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll back her up.
This one's called Margaret, and it's a song for all the best friends out there.
I don't have the hands to count the times you've seen me cry. Lately I've been pacing floors and talking to my wine. I'm sorry it's been so long, but it's too still pick up the phone. Margaret, you don't know the half of it. I've been sitting in one place for far too long. Margaret, you know that I'm full of it. You can hear the weather in my voice through the telephone. Oh, Margaret. Memories don't know the half of it. I've been standing in one place for far too long. Margaret, you know that I'm full of it. I can hear the weather in my voice through the telephone.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Is Margaret your best friend?
Margaret is actually just a great song name. And this is a song that was written for a conglomeration of like seven of my friends.
There you go.
So their collective name is now Margaret.
That was really heartfelt. You definitely had me there for a moment. So I wish we had more time on the show to hear more about you and hear some of your stories, but I think it's best to save that for tonight's show at the Rookery. I think that everyone who heard that one has got to be hooked, and I think you'll have a great turnout tonight.
Come on down this Wednesday and next Wednesday. We'll be two more nights at the Rookery, and then we'll take a break until spring.
All right. Well, it's been an honor to have you ladies in the studio today. Thank you for the beautiful songs. That was just great. Thanks so much for coming and playing. And Marian, thanks for hooking us up with such talent.
So proud of the Alaska talent we got.
I know. Homegrown. Again, thanks so much for being here. Can't thank you enough. Go to the Rookery tonight, 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.